Matt Lopes here with the head coach of the Brockton Rocks, Judd Thigpen, as we sit down getting ready for tonight's matchup between the Brockton Rocks and the Nashua Silver Knights, game one of the semifinals here in the FCBL playoffs. How important, first of all, is it for you guys to get off to a hot start, given that you're at home tonight at Campanelli Stadium?
It's a big deal. We know that Nashua has the stat-wise, and, you know, of course, the top pitching staff in the league by far. If you go by stats and things like that, they've got 3-4 quality starters that with all ERAs under 2. I think their team ERAs in the 2.2s or something like that, which is ridiculous. But we know what they have and they know what we have. We've played them enough, but our hitters have to come out and have quality at bats, and our pitchers have to come out and make quality pitches, and we just got to kind of keep riding the ship we've been riding over the last couple of weeks, and hopefully it'll translate into getting a win tonight.
Now, a lot can be said for the fact that you guys getting hot at the right time. Now won 13 of your last 17. And, I mean, how important is it to really be riding a hot streak heading into the postseason?
Well, I remember at the very beginning of the year we were 1-5, and I was just talking about how it was important. At that time our pitchers were kind of carrying us, weren't scoring runs, and then we started hitting, and our pitching kind of let us down. But now I think we're firing. Our pitchers are showing some guts out there on the mound. Our hitters are hitting a lot better with runners in scoring position. We've been working on that a lot lately in batting practice as far as how to handle yourself hitting with runners in scoring position, just trying to relax, get a pitch that you can drive. Don't chase pitchers' pitches. And I think it's translating. The guys are finally starting to get it, and I think they're finally starting to all gel together. And it just happened to be right at the end of the season going into the playoffs. So couldn't be happier with the progress that these guys have made, and it's been a blessing to coach all these kids all year.
Maybe give us an example of a couple guys who are really going to be relied heavily on, especially on offense, especially now, of course, with the absence of Vito Perna heading back to school. Who needs to pick it up here? A guy who has been picking it up and kind of carrying the load lately that you're definitely depending on here in the postseason?
We always got to look at the middle of your lineup, with Baggett and Ryan and Gonzalez and guys like that. I think Rhett Wiseman, he's his stats might not show, but he's been hitting the ball hard and having some good at-bats. And a big plus for us is we've got Rob McCunney back, who he got a start yesterday and got an at-bat the other day. But he's a guy that at the beginning of the year was one of our more consistent hitters, and hopefully we can get him in the lineup somehow and get him, his bat going like it was. But, just overall, it's just like a guy like Mike Lupia, who's really had some clutch hits for us lately. Hopefully, he can continue to produce like that. But it's got to be a nine-man thing. It's got to be a team thing. We've got to, especially against Nashua and their pitching, we're going to have to do a lot of situational hitting and, involve bunting and hitting run. Anything we can do to try to produce runs against this great pitching staff we're about to face.
As for our pitchers here in Brockton, what can we expect for the pitching probables tonight, Saturday, and Sunday?
Well, right now we have Mike Romano going. He was the guy who was our long relief guy, but he's got a couple of starts, and he's a good lefty. He's a crafty lefty. He's going to go game one for us tonight. Like you said, we've lost, two All-Stars. That they had to go back to school, down south. But that's something that I think every collegiate league and probably every team's having to deal with. But, we have Romano and we have Delano, a late pickup. And we also have Jonah, who's also got some great outings for us. So, our things are is if we can keep our starters give us 5-6 quality innings, that are the way our bullpen is pitching, we feel pretty good about our chances of winning. But you never know. It's the playoffs. Anything can happen. We can talk about pitching all day, and it could be a 10-9 ball game, but it's something that you play all year for and you work for, and I'm really excited. We really have a lot of respect for Nashua and their team, and it's something that we're happy to be a part of, especially being the first year of Brockton in this league, so we're really excited.
You touched on the bullpen. They've been one of the strengths of the team down the stretch, especially a young man named John Sheehan, who's been incredible. Talk about his performance and also the other guys that you're depending on here down the stretch in the postseason.
Yeah, John Sheehan is, with the winning, the relief pitcher of the award, it just gives the guy a lot of credit. He came here in the beginning of the year, really was not throwing like he knew he was capable of, but you got to think about it. The guy only threw 3-4 innings in college last year, and he works so hard, and it really paid off. And he's been working with Brad Hertzler, the pitching coach, and you know, he's just one of those guys that out of, I mean, I don't want to say out of nowhere, but the work ethic you can see pays off, and he's just been one of those guys where, as of late, you get the ball in his hand with a lead with, you know, two innings, even three innings at one time, you feel very confident, and he's got three solid pitches that, if he can get them all three going, he's very tough to hit. And as far as, you have Brendan Doonan, who, you know, started out to be our closer, he's gotten, he was sick there for a while, but he's gotten back where he's healthy, and also Sal Minichino, those three guys right there have been kind of the guys who have, when we have a lead, who we kind of rely on to keep us in that lead, and also Kyle Capaldo. And so we're just looking forward to our starters coming out, and you know, they've got also got some tough hitters in Nashville, but it's the playoffs. You got to expect to play your best and to play against the best. So as long as we can all three phases hit, field, and we'll hit and pitch and field, then you know, we just get on the line and see what happens.
This season against Nashua, the Rocks 1-5, but all games have gone by one run. 5 one-run losses, 2 walk-offs, 1 in extra innings. Do you get the sense that your team and the mentality right now is that they're due to beat this Nashua squad? Do you think that helps you heading into the postseason, that they're kind of looking for that vengeance?
Yeah, I think that with all the, you mentioned 5 one-run losses, I don't know if I've ever been a part of that, neither coaching or playing, but, you know, I think that what that says is, well, we're 0-5 against Nashville, but we've also been in every single game. We had a lead. I think we had a lead at one time, 7-2, and Nashville fought back. And I think that's something that the guys remember. But at the same time, you also, you know, you can't, you know, go out there and be confident, especially, you know, going 0-5, just because we just lost by one run. There's still a loss, so we have to go out there and we have to worry about what we can do, and try to execute what our team can do, and hopefully that will be good to get a win. But like I said, we're looking forward to the challenge. Nashville's a great team. We feel like we've really improved, and we've become one of those obviously top 4 teams in the league, and we hope that we can compete and battle and bring home some wins.
Rain is in the forecast tonight. We're hopeful that it holds off, assuming we get this one in. How important and how much of a factor does a crowd play? It should be a packed house tonight, and I know a lot of your guys really feed off that energy, but also the other team too. I mean, it should be a lot of fun tonight here at the camp.
Oh, without a doubt. This is what it's all about. You know, Friday night, playoff game in Brockton. One of the main reasons, like I've always said, that I love playing in Brockton was because of the fans. And I just remember last night I was sitting next to Brad Hertzler and Ted Curley, and talking to Brad about how amazed we were that this is a collegiate baseball league and you've got over 2,000 people watching a game. And, you know, I think the average is almost 1,800, which is kind of mind-boggling in the sense that these are collegiate baseball players that get to play in this amount of fans every single night, and especially in a playoff atmosphere with a lot on the line. Hopefully the rain does stay away and the fans do come out and we can put on a good show for everybody.
All right, that's the head coach, Judd Thigpen. The Rocks are riding the hot streak right now. See if we can keep rolling into the postseason. Appreciate your time, Judd.
Thank you.